Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Suspicion seeps out of a hand that says I will not father. Suspicion seeps out, pregnant belly that cannot harbor. Suspicion seeps out, a brother that has disowned his brother. Suspicion leaks. Suspicion seeps out, think pale black wave that hits harder. Suspicion seeps out, comfort's reef breaches the armor. Suspicion drifts, oil slick, thought shake till feathers stick. Suspicion. I'm nothing but a dirty old man. Nothing but a dirty old man. Suspicion. Oh, suspicion. And you can really see it in the eyes of a nation. You can really see it in the eyes of a nation. Suspecting everyone of some disguise, huh? Suspecting everyone of some disguise. I said, you can really see it in the eyes of a nation. And you might be surprised when you spy it in foundations. Suspecting yourself of some disguise. Suspecting everyone else of some disguise. Suspicion peeks out, see frayed loose threads on certainty suit. Suspicion creeps out, see concrete waves on a polished boot. Suspicion speaks out, hard not to suspect that speaks the truth. But it's suspicion. Suspicion knows, scans off from the open door. Suspicion. And the heart marches in a desperate heat. Suspicion leaks, and the fire joints fire when it sees the reach. Suspicion eats, and no soul's gonna will avoid those teeth. Those teeth, those teeth. Suspicion beats, and the heart marches in desperate heat. Suspicion leaks, and the fire joints fire when it sees the reach. Suspicion eats, and none of your soul's gonna will avoid those teeth.
Absolutely fantastic. On the line, do we have
live
Oscar?
From
Oscar?
Well,
Oscar on the line?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
How was that? That was Suspicion that you played in Christchurch a couple nights ago?
Yeah, it was, last weekend,
Fantastic. How's the old tour been going? You're really making your way all around the country.
Yeah, we are, eh? It's been great. The show's kind of, every night is different because a lot of these songs are pretty open-ended, open form, so it's terrifying and sometimes majestic.
Are you noticing much of a difference in the crowds in different places without calling any places out?
Yeah, totally, even in between, because we've done two nights in a few places.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like from one night to the next, the crowd's really different, so you never know.
For the whole run, I bumped into Paddy actually the other day in Avondale.
Yeah.
Has Paddy been your sound guy the whole way through the tour?
Everything, dude. Yeah, he's recording it, mixing it, and also my vocals are running through like a space speaker the whole time, and he's
lucky
controlling that. So he's got
that little tape thing from Roundhead. I've seen it before in Merrill Lake, actually.
Both hands.
Is he wearing, is Paddy from Roundhead, this is completely off topic and will probably not land with anyone out there, but I'm going to say it. When I saw him, he was wearing green trousers
and a green
T-shirt. Okay. So he was all decked in green like a couple of weeks ahead of St. Patrick's Day. Has he been wearing a completely green outfit the whole way through the tour with you?
Not yet. We'll get him to do it this week, and he's got a green hat on, so maybe he's like...
I think he was wearing the green hat as well. It was like green hat, green T-shirt, green pants, and I was like, man, you are just so greening out, bro.
He'll be hinting at it. He's hinting at it right now, man, so maybe on Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Is it Sunday? You tell me.
You guys are doing Saturday and Sunday at the old folks' AS. Yes. Right, here in Auckland.
What day is the day of St. Patrick?
And your Saturday has sold out. It's sold out hard. So now we've got Aucklanders will have to get on to Sunday.
Yeah, I think there's still a few tickets left to the Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Just a few.
Goodness me. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. How exciting is that?
So what's the drill? Because Soaked Oats... one of those bands that like really like to get up and roll in a big sort of live festival setting. What's the difference between the current tour that you're doing at the moment, like a classic Soaked Oats show that people might be familiar with?
Yeah, maybe the opposite. So we've brought this, it's kind of, we sit up in the middle of a room around a sound system and a light in a circle, and then the crowd circles around us, and the crowd is kind of free to do whatever they... Please, where most, some of us are sitting, some of us are standing.
Well, that sounds quite immersive.
That's what we're aiming for, but we'll see.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm going to have to come along and find out. That actually does sound really interesting, because I don't think I've ever seen that. I've seen it like with DJs, but I don't think I've ever seen it with a full band set up.
Yeah.
So that's quite cool.
There's something in all of that. Electronic music definitely does it well, the whole... That whole ceremonial thing.
Hey, but look at you guys. You're bringing it into the band frame? Eyes? Lens? You know.
That feels like that's our music. That feels like that's where music started. It just feels like bands have gotten too heavily used to stages and bars and such. So.
Mix it up. Keep it interesting.
Okay. Now, also, I've just got one other little piece of housekeeping for you guys. So when BFM last spoke to you in maybe November or December last year, there was talk of this. Was there a session that you guys did in COVID that was going to be turning up on an album, or was that the last album?
This is this thing that this is. I mean, this tour is kind of part of the album's evolution, like finishing, I guess.
Yes.
But it's all to do with that music. Yeah.
Okay, so this tour is all to do with that. You guys spending a couple of weeks just locked down recording.
It was like, almost 2 months and at the Muscle Inn in Golden Bay when that Omicron lockdown happened in 21.
Yes.
So, that's when all the ideas were conceived.
Okay. So this tour is a bit of a precursor to maybe some recorded music that we might see the light of the day in the next wee while?
Yes, totally. And some of these recordings of the live shows might even be on the record.
Fantastic.
We shall see.
Also, really awesome to have recordings from the live shows. They've been great to listen to. That you've sent through.
Bring Patrick along.
can you actually send our really kind regards to Patrick for taking the time to?
He was speaking highly of you, Johnny.
To buff up these for us to play on the radio. So it's absolutely fantastic.
They sound great.
Okay, so just for the listeners out there, they can still get tickets for this Sunday at the Old Folks Association. Soaked Oats playing live. Yes. Quite special because you guys don't hit Tamaki too often, so people should get out, get support Soaked Oats, get some tickets from Under the Radar. What's in store for the live show on Saturday and Sunday?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm so freaking out. I guess maybe a horrible time.
Mate, don't be so modest.
And I don't think that's ever happened ever at a Soaked Oats show. If it did, it would be the pinnacle. Not the pinnacle.
Yeah. Come along and find out. If you want, you can there's an 0800 number that we've been posting about, but you can ring up and whisper any sort of confession or you can mock us or you can do whatever.
Is it like a secrets hotline?
Yeah, it's like a hotline, a little confessional hotline, and that stuff that gets whispered into that makes its way into the show.
What's that 0800 number?
0800-472-311. Man, that feels good to say on the radio. 0800-472-311. Confessional hotline. Yeah, I think there might still be some. There might be some door sales on Saturday night too. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting to get in the space and see how much people can fit. Mm-hmm. But currently it's sold out. Yeah.
Sure, Oscar. Hey, yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us, and have a wonderful. You're in Whanganui tonight.
Well, second night in Wellington.
Oh, second night in Wellington. Wellington. Okay, all right.
Everyone went to WOMAD, so.
But shout out to you guys.
What?
Thank you.
No.
Sorry.
Shut up, Johnny. Shout out to you guys. Also, huge shout out to Peter for getting these wonderful live recordings. We started off the little segment with Suspicion, which you guys played in Christchurch. And now we're going to hit Wandering, which you guys played in Oamaru.
That's the one.
And we are both very much looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Cool, mate. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
All right, Sam. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye.
Thank you.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.